Happy Friday, everybody. It is August 29th, 2025, and the CDC is in full emergency mode. As you could see, RFK Jr. tried to fire the CDC director, which is a Senate-confirmed appointment, so only the president can fire her, because she would not push out his anti-vaccine, anti-science agenda, and she pushed back on it, so he fired her. Following her removal, several high-level doctors at the CDC also resigned. They're all resigning, and good for them, too, thank you, in protest over RFK Jr.'s anti-science, anti-vaccine, dangerous policies. RFK Jr. for decades has been known for following pseudoscience that has no basis in empirical evidence at all. And now he's pushing the CDC, the premier health research agency in the world, to promote pseudoscience, anti-science policies, things that are not backed up by proven scientific fact. It's dangerous for the population. It's going to affect us all, because as they push out policies, more and more people who believe this garbage aren't going to get their kids vaccinated. We just had the largest measles outbreak in decades in the United States, a disease that is completely preventable. Two children died. Many others got sick, and measles is not a fun illness. It makes you extremely sick. Many got sick, and it's completely preventable. And it was believed to have been eradicated, completely prevented in the United States up until now. And it's because of Donald Trump, RFK Jr., and these pseudoscience moms on Facebook and TikTok and other places that push out these non-scientific, non-proven pieces of information that people are buying into, because many out there don't know how to critically think, don't know how to fact check, don't know what sources to fact check with. Sources that you want to use: National Institutes of Health, CDC, at least the CDC before now, because who knows what kind of information is going to be pushed out by them. Academic journals, publications that have been published by the American Medical Association, or JAMA, the Journal of American Medicine, these kind of sources. But instead, people are going to TikTok and going to obscure websites to get information that already feeds their confirmation. Now, that's not to say that our country shouldn't work on more healthy choices than ultra-processed foods and things like that, and making affordable, healthy food available to more Americans. But this anti-science, pseudoscience crap pushed out by RFK Jr., the Trump administration, and others online is just endangering the welfare of many Americans, including children.